Almost got hung myself once. Didn't care for it much. How about you? We're gonna leave you now. I wouldn't want anybody to see me here. Get the crazy notion that I was somehow connected with your accidental death. On the other hand, it's not a good idea for a man to be out here all on his own. The mind can do terrible things. Enjoy the company.
Oh, snakes.
Wait, oh, whoa, Ollie. Whoa, Ollie.
Don't go without me.
All right, Ollie. Lord, whatever I've done to piss you off, if you could just get me out of this and somehow let me know what it was, I promise to rectify the situation.
It had just been a shitty week for me from the beginning. It had all started when I was heading into Crystal River to pick up some money from the bank. Now, probably I should have known there was bad luck on the horizon when my horse got stolen and I had to replace it with something less than a thoroughbred. My luck had to change fast. The poker game of the century was just 4 days away in St. Louis, and I was still $3,000 short of the entrance fee. There was no way in hell I was going to miss that game. Not just because there was a $500,000 pot to be won, although that kind of money certainly demands attention, but because I needed to know how good I really was, once and for all.
Oh,
Well, I was going to have to hole up here for the night anyway. Business would just have to wait till the morning.
Whoa, big fella.
Hello, sir.
Hi, son. How much?
On a day, week, or month?
No. Not how much to take care of him, how much to just take him permanently.
Paul, this man wants to know if you want to borrow a burrow.
That burrow ain't worth a dollar.
Well, sir, I say you got yourself a deal.
Your dollar.
Well, he doesn't eat much, but he's a regular jackass. And he always likes to be called Arthur.
From the moment I slapped eyes on this hombre, I smelled trouble and refried beans. Something else told me that this was not just a chance meeting.
Is this seat taken?
It is now. My name is Annabelle Brands. What do they call you?
I'm Brett Maverick, ma'am, and I'm pleased to meet you.
I like the game the way it is. Well, now, I bring all sorts of pluses to the table. I hardly ever bluff, and I never, ever cheat.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
I like the game just the way it is.
What is an empty chair?
Indeed. Now, I'll bet I can change your mind. I promise that I will lose for at least an hour.
I like that.
Sounds good to me.
My kind of player.
We're playing five-card draw.
Please sit down. As I said, my name is Mrs. Annabelle Bransford.
Well, I think I caught that before, ma'am. Except Mrs. Pike.
Annie, up a dollar.
I'm in.
Name game. Chip, sir?
You can lose as much as you want. 200.
You did say you were going to lose for that.
I am a man of my word.
Place your bet, gentlemen.
Another one.
Who's better? Annie Allen.
About time.
Agent 20.
Slow down. I'm running low on chips here. I'll see your bet, and I'll call.
Two pair, ace, double queen.
Well, lucky thing for me, I had three sixes. Sorry.
Nice spot. Looks like he broke your losing streak.
I don't think that one should count.
Beg your pardon?
I said, I don't think that hand should count.
You got any logical reasons why not?
My mind wasn't on the game.
Your mind... His mind was not... What's your name, son?
Johnny.
Johnny what? You got a last name?
Johnny Harden.
What's your occupation?
I'm a gunfighter.
Well, I have to assume, since you're still alive and playing cards with us here, that that you're good at it.
Can I find out?
Gentlemen, this hand definitely does not count.
Here, you take it all. I mean, what is it? Well, everything's fair, and I'll be content with the leavings. You mind if I just hang on to it?
You always been gutless.
Yeah, I think so. Well, for as long as I can remember, at any rate. You know, my old pappy always used to say, he who fights and runs away can run away another day.
What?
Look, I don't see what you're afraid about. Oh,
Whoa, son. Just slow down there. Where's the fire, son?
Slow down. Don't shoot me, okay? I'm just trying to expound. I was just saying, I don't see what's so great about being brave. I mean, I'm a card player. I play cards, and you call me a gambler. I want to become an old gambler. You, on the other hand, are a gunfighter. And an exceptional one at that, from what I hear. So if I decided to go up against you, I mean, what chance would I have had? Answer? Zero. Ooh. Absolutely none whatsoever. Want to see it again? Damn thing won't stay in the holster. Whoop! I'm putting the spring in there. Oh, come on, kid. Let's just play poker. Who here wants to play poker?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who wants to see some guy get killed? No. Let's play poker. I'd rather be rich than dead, you know.
Was that fast? I thought that was fast. Was it fast? Was it?
Yeah.
Now, what was it, stud? No, I think I prefer draw. Just kidding. I'm sorry, son. I couldn't resist it.
Miami, son. Yeah.
That's, that more than takes care of your bet, and I'll raise you, whatever that is, looks like 100.
Oh, shit, I'm old.
Hey, you never paid to the...
You said you never bluffed.
I'll have me a pair of aces.
No, I said I never cheated, and I also said I hardly ever bluffed. This was one of the hardest.
You've been cheating the whole damn game.
Now, what do you think I was doing during that first hour? I was learning your tells. Incidentally, your particular weakness comes when you get your hand and you shuffle the back cards to the front and the front cards to the back and switch them all around and act a little fidgety.
I just called you a cheat.
Well, you also called me gutless. But I figured you were just teasing.
Cyril, you get your hands off of him! We get him first!
When I seed you through the window, you made me believe in the Almighty!
Now, you fellas were drinking a lot. And you played that. Now, whose fault is that?
Yours, you bastard! It's all your fault! You
It's our time. Come now!
I think there's going to be a fight.
Come here, son. I want you to hold on to this for me. Now, if these fellas get to whooping me, you have my permission to shoot me.
Should shoot you?
Shoot me. See that this gets no dirt on it. Thank you.
Good luck.
Come on.
I'm gonna cut you up,
fancy man.
Kill you.
Oh, me too.
By the way, I won 20 cents.
20 cents? Oh. Thanks to my lucky shirt.
Speaking of my 20 cents.
All right, my shirt's damaged. Damn! What the hell bad can happen? You!
What were you saying before I went out? What you called me something.
Nothing. It's nothing important.
I believe he called you a gutless coward.
No, I did not say that. I might have said a gutless cheat, but not
cheat.
Never a coward.
Cheat!
Never call a man a coward. I was teasing.
Teasing?
Teasing.
Oh. I don't like being teased.
My friend, I'm sorry.
Now I'm teasing you. Well, let's play poker. Oh, ma'am. Here, let me get you a chair.
That was truly amazing.
Just get lucky sometimes, that's all. Oh, whose deal was it?
Excuse me. I think I'm through with y'all for the evening. Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Good night, son. Five card draw all right with you?
Whatever.
Mind if I take six? Little poker human.
It's all right.
I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you again.
I shouldn't be doing this.
Well, you're just standing in the hallway, Mrs. Bransford. I think that's illegal in this state.
If only I weren't a married woman. My very being just cried out to hold you.
Well, stop by any time.
Well, I know we may never see each other again. So I think it's safe to say that you are the most blindingly attractive man that I've ever seen.
Well.
Now, goodbye.
possibly go on without my wallet. If you don't give me back my money, I'll have your ass thrown in jail.
Damn.
Oh, don't get mad at me. I can't help it if you're a miserable thief.
I'm a very good thief, mister. I've just been having a stroke of bad luck, that's all.
Oh, I know what that's all about. Hey, where are you from, anyway? Your accent could use a little work, too.
Most gentlemen enjoy my southern.
Well, that's not in dispute. But I'll bet there is no Mr. Bransford, is there?
No, there isn't, and there never will be. Thank you very much. Well, now what do we do? You're not going to turn me in, are you?
Well, I am a law-abiding citizen, ma'am, and it's my duty to turn you in. I'm afraid I'm going to have to. What the hell? I got my money back, and there's no harm done. Let's just call it square, shall we?
Damn.
What?
Well, you're just so irritating and likable.
Oh, I have to work on that, I guess.
See, there you go, being all likable again. You know, I think that had we known each other under different circumstances, well, we would have just hated each other. There isn't a Mrs. Maverick, is there?
I'm sure I would have remembered.
Well, you have to admit I was much better the second time.
Oh, no, not just better. You were good.
I was?
No, you weren't just good. You were very good.
Thank you.
Now, it's time for you to do a little something that I want.
How dare you? I'm a lady. Not in a million years. Not if you were 100 years old. Not if I was 100 years old.
I don't want to go to bed with you, lady.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? I'd be too frightened. Oh, what if I dozed off? God knows what parts of me you'd steal. I'd wake up with all sorts of things missing. But obviously, I don't know how to clean this, and obviously you must know how to. And the laundry's closed, and I gotta leave early in the morning, and you owe me. So take it easy on the starch.
If I can't touch you, I can touch your shirt and dream.
Thank you. Want a hand?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Bert.
Oh, Brett. Brett, that's my name, Brett. Eugene in?
Yes, sir, but he's
no,
busy.
All right, all right.
Don't
shoot. I need some cash. Put your hands in your pockets.
I'm a desert flower. You don't want
to. Shut up. I don't
care. Put the cash on the table.
Well, then open the safe.
Robbery! It's a robbery!
Hey, Robert!
Hey. Oh, no.
It's all right. It's just a friend, Brad, saying hello. Go back and tell everybody everything's okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Silly old bastard.
All right. How are you going, Eugene?
Oh, things couldn't be worse, Brett. Brett, look, I know I owe you $1,000.
Well, that's what I came for.
Would you take $100? Now, look, I have never welched on a debt in my life. Just give it to the end of the year.
The end of the year? Eugene, I need that money right now.
Oh, for the...
For the championship, the poker championship, the All Rivers.
Yeah, how much did it cost to enter that?
$25,000. I'm $3,000 short, but I figured with Joseph and you and... Well, poor Chop Slim owed me, too, but he died and his widow used the money for the funeral.
Or they never found the body.
What?
They never found his body.
The widow Porkchop conned me.
What is it with people nowadays, anyhow? I know what you mean. You just can't trust them. Here, take me last $100.
No, I can't.
Take the
jeans, your last $100. What about the children and the kids?
I can't. Gene, what about the kids?
Bank robbery!
Ah, Robert, I told you.
Yeah,
that.
Hold up. You heard the man. Bank robbery. Give me off those bars over there.
Well, much obliged.
Give me your pockets, old man.
Come on. I got a silver dollar.
Silver dollar? You better do better than that. This trigger finger's getting mighty itchy.
All right, don't shoot. Take it.
I'll be Jesus.
What? You told me you were broke. Well, I am now. He's got it.
Yeah, I'm going to get the rest of it. Come on.
I don't have any.
Get me out those pockets. Pull those pockets out. Some of it. Tell her I... Hurry up. Hurry up. Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Give me that. Okay, let's try to save. I know.
Hey, everybody, get your heads down and get a loose. Come on.
I'm younger than you. Get
you over this shit.
That's all I got left.
Huh?
Maverick!
Quick, Maverick!
Nothing to worry about.
Hey, we want to talk to you, pal. Hey, where are you going?
Got you now.
Anybody see you?
Not a soul.
You fellas come in any later last night, that monster would have eaten me alive.
No, we saw that. Anybody suspect anything?
Not a thing. You were great.
Well, truth is, we enjoyed it.
No kidding.
Hey, and thanks for taking it so easy on us.
Easy? Huh? Well, damn, those are my best shots.
Well, yeah, the one there kind of rung my bell a little bit.
Hey. Oh, that's good.
Hey, you owe us $5 apiece.
$5.
You're damn right. That's $5 a beating, wasn't it?
That's right.
It's
$5.
Better cough it up, Maverick. We want the money.
You boys may or may not believe this. I was just in the bank, and they not only cleaned it out, they cleaned me out. I'm going to have to owe you.
Are you trying to tell me you don't have our money?
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Well, if that... Blowing my head off's not going to make you any richer.
Sure going to make me feel better.
You got a point there. Well, let's see here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot. I honestly forgot. I always keep a little something pinned inside my vest for just such a rainy day occasion.
Well, it's a good thing, because it was clouding up pretty quick.
That's a $100 bill, gentlemen.
$100 bill?
But I do need some change.
Let me just...
You'll be close enough. 75.
Well, okay. Let's see what we got here. 12, 9, 6. I got 17 here.
17 bills?
That's right.
You owe me $8 for a month.
Oh, we'll settle that later. We'll just take the 17 now.
I can't believe you.
You got close enough, gentlemen. I think you came out better than you think you did. There's your 100. It's been nice working with you, boys.
Yeah?
You keep this under your hats, okay?
Where did you grow up?
New travels fast in the old west.
$100 bill.
That's, 25 apiece.
Yeah!
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, ever since I was a kid, I believed I had a gift. That if I thought hard enough about a card, I'd be able to cut straight to it. Of course, my old pappy always said I was a damn fool, but I knew if I really believed and made it happen, well, then that would be nothing short of magic. Of course, it didn't always work.
What the hell did I expect?
As a matter of fact, it had never worked.
This is my lucky shirt.
Why don't you learn how to do your own laundry then?
My underwear comes from New York. You got any idea where this shirt was made, lady? Paris, France, that's where. You think I can just go to the nearest dry goods store and pick up another one?
Now, why don't you just try the kitty department?
Remove your hands from the lady.
Sometimes when you least expect it, your hero arrives. Mr.
Cooper, Zane Cooper. Folks call me Coop. Suits me just fine.
Coop.
Well, this silly-looking creature's name Maverick, and my name is Annabelle Bransfield. I'm going to be taking this coach.
So am I. That ought to be fun.
Lord knows what rough we might have done had we been alone together on the stage for 2 days.
Well, I hope you can relax and enjoy the journey now. See, my feeling is that if there weren't any women, none of us would be here.
Well, what kind of sense does that make? If there weren't any men, we wouldn't be here either.
Are you mocking me?
Well, we don't want you to get ruffled. Let's just say I was agreeing with you in a totally unusual way.
What would this world come to without true gentlemen like yourself?
Oh, faster. Come ahead. Right this way, sir. Want a hand?
I'm the driver.
Are you all right?
Why does everybody ask me that? Now, come on, young fella. Get me up there so we can get this thing going.
Of course.
Well, I think it's about time we get to know each other. Mr. Maverick here has aspirations towards becoming a card player.
Well, I'm not totally ignorant of cards. Can't be in my line of work.
And pray, what might that be?
Lawman.
Oh, I bet you're just the best there is. I can tell things about a man.
Now, I can't quite place your accent, Mrs. Bransford. Whereabouts in the South are you from?
Ever been to Mobile? That's where I'm from, Mobile.
Oh, you mean Mobile, Alabama? Oh, hell, I've been there. You know, I bet we know some of the same people. You start.
I've tried so hard to forget that place. I endured such personal tragedy there.
A woman's suffering's not a funny thing, Bertie.
There are exceptions. Watch your billfold.
Get her!
thief and the old guy find it kind of bumpy back here.
Yeah!
Them all.
Well, a man gives his word to do his job, he has honor bound to do it.
Aren't you afraid?
Fine.
Maverick here doesn't believe in bravery.
Well, now, Mrs. Bransford, I think bravery's a fine thing. It's just overrated is all, and it doesn't suit me personally.
I just realized something.
What's that?
You're spineless.
That's right. Being spineless has kept me alive a long time.
Pancho, you're the joke.
Explain that.
You're going to have to pay us one hell of a lot more money than Maverick did.
He paid you to fall down?
Paid us good, too.
That's right. $100 bill.
That's a good day's work.
That's right.
You fellas ought to see me first. I'll let you fall down for free. Maverick was mine anyway, but this time it's personal. $100 bill.
Do you think that he's taking a shortcut?
Hey, old timer, wake up! Wake up!
Is he asleep?
No, I think it's more serious than that. I think he's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
Well, then get up and stop the stage.
Me? I just put a fresh shirt on. Why don't you go up and stop the stage?
Because this wheel isn't coming much. That wheel cuts off and we're all dead. Now go up and stop the stage. I'll take care of the wheel. Go on.
All right.
Give me a hat.
That hat better fit me when I come back. Oh.
Back there.
me help you.
No, no, I got it.
Come on. Here. Here. Oh.
So, what's with the wheel?
Oh, it's fine.
There was nothing wrong with the wheel, but...
I know. I got a real good, close look at the wheels from underneath.
But don't you feel better about yourself now that you've done something so brave? Wasn't that exciting? There's horses running along safe.
I get it. This was all for my benefit, huh?
Yes.
To help me build character.
Exactly.
Look at him bursting with pride.
That's funny. Yeah, you think I'd be mad, wouldn't you?
Give me your hand.
Don't you ever try and help me again. You either. Now back off. Go on. Back off.
Okay.
Go away.
I'm grateful.
Help.
What?
Help.
What? What did you say?
Please help me.
Oh, here. Take my hand.
You take my hand.
Yes.
Take my other hand.
Oh, what's the cactus? Oh, I don't care about the cactus. Yeah. Just get me up there.
Okay, you're doing good.
Now get your hand off me.
Ungrateful.
I suppose somebody ought to say something nice about the deceased.
How do we know he was nice? We don't know anything about him. The only thing he's got in his wallet is a bunch of names of whorehouses.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Let Maverick reach the game.
They were wearing
war
paint. They were
whooping
it.
If it had been Indians,
I'd totally have taken back to Crystal City.
That's backpack and handed coop.
Just a day.
Well, I got a game to get to, and not only that,
I know exactly what you have to get to.
They took the music off. My favorite music off.
They took the wagon with all the money on them. They shot one of my dogs.
Children there.
Simmer down.
Exactly how much money was it?
What kind of animal are you?
Vulture.
Exactly how much money was that, ma'am?
$30,000.
We were going to start a mission. A mission, Margaret.
Ma'am, if I could get you back your $30,000, would that be worth 10% to you?
5%.
No, 10%, Mary Margaret, 10%. I could get back my wedding dress that I was going to have for when I find a husband.
All right, Margaret, Mary. You think you could do it?
Oh, ma'am, I know that we can.
Praise the Lord.
It's wee stuff. Ma'am?
All right, I'm going to give you your 10%, but I want you to make them savages suffer.
I'm telling you, ma'am, there are no hostile Indians around these parts.
Drums. Those are definitely drums.
I've got my plan.
Try it again, sir.
It's Brett.
Well?
Well, they may just look like dimples in the dirt to you, Mrs. Bansford, but they're horse tracks. Not only that, they're shod horse tracks, and Indians don't shoe their ponies. So it wasn't Indians.
Well, they're Indians. They probably just stole the ponies.
Not everybody's like you, Mrs. Bransford.
What is it with you and Indians, anyway?
Oh, nothing. I mean, I try and shoot one a day, if possible, before noon. How about you, Coop? I figure it's their fault, too, for being on our land before we got here. What are you doing here, anyway?
Well, we're partners, 50-50.
Sounds like 50-50 to me.
Well, you want 50%, too.
I just want to see those nice ladies get their money back.
How fine. Well, I don't split my bounty with anybody.
I suppose that 60-40 would be agreeable.
Well, what are you going to do for your 40%?
Oh, I'm going to help.
Oh. 70-30. Well... Now, Mrs. Bransford, 70-30, I don't know. You're not exactly what I call an experienced tracker.
Well, some big tracker you are. Falling around a couple of little horses. Anybody can do that.
Anybody? You see that hawk over there?
No, don't.
I'm not going to shoot the hawk. You know what that hawk means?
What?
Absolutely nothing. But you didn't know that, did you?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Children.
I did, too.
Children.
What? You smell a bunch of Indians over in Montana?
No. You can be quiet.
Please. So what do you hear?
Huh? Nothing. I just thought I should take a little nap before sundown, you know. Sneak up on them in the dark.
Are you laughing at?
There you go, Peter. There's six horses there. It's got to be them.
But you got good eyes.
See, I'm going to tie these up.
Good.
Hey.
What?
Can you teach me how to be a better poker player?
What now?
Oh, you might be dead later, and I need to know now.
Oh, you're all learning. Hey, poker's about being observant. Now observe the U.S. Cavalry brand on this horse, and they're shod. They're not Indian ponies. You see, now these are tails. You got tails, too.
They're not.
Yes, when you got a good hand, you can play with your hair. With your...
I never touched my hand.
Would you two shut up? Just shut up and listen. It sounds like a music box, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, there they are. Look, there's the music box that woman was talking about. And look at that fellow up the back. He's wearing your sweetheart's wedding dress, Mary Margaret. Margaret Mary.
Margaret Mary.
Well, you're on the first name basis. That's what she's assuming.
But you took it.
Be
quiet.
Crazy.
Now, did you see any money over there?
No. Can't see anything. We could take him real easy. We could surprise him. They're half drunk.
That's a strange new word in your vocabulary. Wait, this is your show.
You mean you just stand here and let me go and face six guys?
Six guns?
Yeah.
Well, I've only got one gun. That's only six bullets. And they've got six guns. That's 36 bullets. What if they got two? That's 72 bullets. We haven't talked about rifles. Maybe they got rifles or land rasers.
Oh, would you shut up? If you could hear yourself, you're babbling. I don't believe it.
You're not just babbling.
No, I wasn't.
You are babbling. Now, don't worry. They're probably drunk. Coop here, he faced down 9 men dead sober, didn't you now?
Coop's always dead sober.
She didn't mean that.
Well, that's what she said.
I said the outlaws were dead sober.
Itty-bitty
little thing. I know the fastest draw there is. I don't know why you need my little gun.
I was the fastest draw.
Yeah,
well, yes, it's true. I am fast. But I also can't hit shit, especially when there's real people I'm aiming at, so I need all the bullets I can get. You back me up?
Here. Bert.
Brett. My name is Brett. Brett, you're Annabelle. He's Coop. I'm Brett. It's tantamount to shooting me at a time like this.
Be careful. Okay?
Of course. You too.
Hey, everyone. Come on, wake up. No need to get alarmed now. I'm just here. I saw your fire, and I thought I'd come over and visit with you for a while.
Who the hell are you?
Well, I'm Bert Maverick. Brett Maverick, and I'm just here to tell you that right now, each and every one of you has got a gun pointed at your pretty little heads. Just whistle, folks, so they can hear you. Come on, you're surrounded. What's the matter? Another wheel coming off? Clap if you can't whistle. See? They're out there. The man who'll blow your brains out is Marshal Zane Cooper. You probably heard of him. I know what you're thinking. He's old and decrepit, gums his food and his women, but he can still shoot straight. After you is ugly Annie Bransford. When she was born, she came out backwards and no one noticed. Hell, when she was a kid, she was so ugly her parents had to tie a pork chop around her neck so the dog would play with her. When she's making love, she has to pretend she's somebody else.
All right, you're all right, Bart.
Admit it, that was funny.
I didn't think so.
Well, some Indians attacked a wagon train a few miles back, and some of those folks figured it might have been whites masquerading as Indians. I personally don't believe that, but I think if you come along with me, we'll straighten this matter all out, and we can all get some more sleep. So if you just follow me, get up. Come on, get up, get in a straight line, and let's go. Come on.
I'll give you something to remember. Get up!
Aren't you going to go out there and help him?
A man could get killed doing that.
Did you just help him? That's my gun.
Oh,
isn't he wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be rich.
You did pretty good.
Let me tell you what you did wrong.
You tell me where that money is.
Well, why? Everybody's looking at it.
Shot each other.
How did I get that guy out of the spear?
You take off that dress. How dare you?
Not you.
Put that cap down. I'm going to get my head blown off. Get your claws off.
I'll take the money.
You don't let her touch it. Where do you think you're going? I'm just trying to clean up your mess. Be mature. Grow up. All right, but you may get back.
Come on.
Put those guns down and line up. Don't let her get within 10 yards of that cash.
I have found you. For he might seek and you shall find. And I have found you.
Bless you for finding my wedding dress. Now I can get married. The Lord thinks it's good to bear children. And the Lord has said...
It's a beautiful dress.
Thank you.
Sure you find a husband.
$2,600.
$2,800.
$2,700,
ma'am. You sure about that?
Oh, I'm sure.
She'd know.
$2,700, $900, $3,000.
Here you go, Mr. Maverick. 10%
promised to you. That leaves us a $27,000, Margaret Mary. Mary Margaret,
that's not enough to start a mission. Don't you worry, Margaret Mary. We are honorable women. We promised Mr. Maverick $3,000. We delivered. The Lord will provide for us.
My old pappy always used to say, well, he said a lot of things, but one thing he said was, never sneeze when you're hiding, never smile when you lie, never under any circumstances, never take money from women who've lost a dog in a wedding dress or in a burned-out wagon.
Oh, hallelujah!
The Lord be praised, Margaret Mary. We have got our money back. Thank Maverick.
We had a deal. You owe me my 30%.
All right, Mrs. Bransford, you know I'm a man of my word. Here you can have 30% of whatever I've got.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt, but I got a problem.
So am I.
If those renegades weren't the real Indians, who do you suppose was beating those drums?
Well, maybe it was them.
Dougal, he's an obvious got there, he might.
Anybody get that?
You know all about Indians. Can you speak to him?
I'll do my best.
Heinz, ne deguasina. Nobse zonga doing he.
Emriga, knock under. No doing.
Mix, beige.
What's he say?
Oh,
it seems we committed a terrible sin. We're on sacred ground.
We didn't know we were on sacred ground. Can't you just explain that to him?
Yeah. Ja, we know it. Very good. Du na boys. Son degua.
Well, as gods demand a sacrifice, there's no way out of it. Sacred ground is sacred ground.
Sacrifice. Human.
Aisisa. Oye go chichugs. Nadiang duhu deegwa.
Benza nabuit. Ema awichana. Benza isadwik. Mama miana. Bege shumbanai. Ue nyadun. Doinyo.
Well, he says we can go if one of us passes the Indian bravery test, but one of us has to go with him.
What's the Indian bravery test?
Well, you see that? He cuts off both your hands. If you don't make a sound, you pass.
Before I let him touch you.
Oh, but there's too many of them. You can't protect me.
You're probably right. Don't show fear. Makes him crazy. Well, there's nothing else for it. One of us has to go or there'll be bloodshed.
I'll go.
No, I'll go.
No, I'll go. I owe you. I almost got you killed twice already.
Coop, I can't do what you can do. You're gonna get these wagon and these women and children to safety. I'll go, but it's okay. Third time lucky.
Oh, Brett.
I liked it just now when you called me Brett. One thing.
What, Brett?
When you're gonna bluff, never tap your fingernails on your teeth. That's your second giveaway. You gotta work on that.
Even at a time like this, you're thinking of others.
Better in my life than I do right now.
You take care of yourself.
Well, now when they cut my hands off, my lucky shirt'll fit.
Bye.
Bye, Brett.
What the hell is that all about? My throat's killing me.
Huh? No, I'll tell you later.
Tell me later.
I could die happy right now.
No, how do you make the damn...
Whoa,
no,
no, no, where are you going?
I'm just trying to... Will you slow down?
Put it on there.
I can't get my feet up. Get this useless piece of junk.
One of them's just worshiping guy in a card game. Okay, watch out for that. Watch out for him. Oh, what a bicycle. Look at that.
Oh, I think I'll stick to the horse. Who are they laughing at?
Well, nobody's ever ridden it before.
Oh, hey. Oh, you sure do. Pick the spots.
Yeah, I know. You know, next time you people come to drive us off our land, I'm going to find a nice piece of swampland that's so god-awful, maybe then you'll leave us the hell alone.
Good. What's with the drums and the war paint and the horses? What are you doing here?
Oh, we had kind of a lousy year. Not much left to hunt. So when this Russian Archduke, that's where I got the bike, he came along and wanted to see the real West, so I said, okay. He pays well. We get all dressed up in war paint and go whooping around like idiots. He wants me to speak like they say in the books, huh? Oh, wait, man. You people are such assholes. Of course, he's got to hear the war drums all the time. It's starting to get on my nerves.
You're not married to him. He'll move on. You'll have the cash. What's eating you?
Brett.
What?
I don't have the $1,000 I owe you.
Oh, I knew you were going to say
that. Look, I'm sorry, Mav. You'll get your money just as soon as I change some rubles into dollars.
Well, when's that going to be? I've got a few days to make it to that big game, and then...
Oh, the big game. You need $25,000 to get into that. You're crazy.
Well, I know that. I suppose I can
win the $3,000 a day or so before. Well, if I get your $1,000 in time, I only have to win $2,000.
Wait a minute. What? You've got $22,000?
Well,
cash?
Well, it's not frog skins.
I've never seen $22,000.
I've never seen $25,000. This is terrible.
Where is it? Can I see it?
Why not?
Can I touch it?
Hey, you can roll in it.
Where is it?
Where else?
What?
Is it locked?
What is that? Oh, ha, ha, ha. Very funny.
What?
It's newspaper. Oh, you all right?
No.
Was it the food?
No. I'm going to kill her. Annabelle.
What?
Annabelle. How could she rob me? $22,000 when I was going off to face my doom. You got to cut my hands off and she robbed me anyway.
What are you talking about?
There's not enough indecency.
Pull yourself together, man. Everybody's looking. I got your money right here. I just wanted to see how you'd react. I was just teasing you.
You're teasing me. I don't like you. I'll kill you. You'll be dead and I'll be happy.
Wait. Did you say dead?
Yes.
I just got an idea.
Joseph придет.
Да, дикие приедут. Вот они.
Солнце.
Big asshole.
Ah, bonjour, monseigneur, comment allez-vous?
C'est la langue des missionnaires, par anglais. Ah, white man. Hello, noble savage. I had a terrible day. I kill every animal in sight. It is boring to me.
Boring? Boring. Then maybe his largeness be interested in greatest western thrill of all.
What is it? What?
Come.
What is greatest western thrill? Kill Injun.
Kill Injun?
Shh. Is it legal here? White man been doing it for years. Come on. What you want from need it? Mm-hmm. How much?
1,000.
Hmm? 1,000? You would not have to tie him. It does not seem sporting.
Oh, no. Him loose, but easy hit. Dying anyway. Smoke too much tobacco. Very sick. Put out of misery. Deal? Me go find and give him courage. Indian law say death be private thing. You wait here.
Hey. Brett? Well, who else? You fix his gun. I couldn't. He wouldn't take his hands off it. Oh, that's great. What's in it for me if I die?
Well, I got him up to $500.
$500? Worth the risk. Let's get it over with.
$250 apiece.
$250? Okay. Well, I'm the one taking all the risk here. What do you need $250 for?
So much. Looks sick.
Tell him to start running.
No. Wrong.
What's wrong? I do not want to lose the light.
Injun shot by white man's weapon. Not reach happy hunting ground. Injun die by Injun way.
I never use one of those. Never.
Real easy. Look, see? See? Oh, my ear! No!
your feet for whistle ease and do good. Give me a...
$2,000. $2,000. $2,000, give me that. $2,000. Come.
Shit.
I killed him. I really killed him.
Are you just going to leave him there for the vultures?
Never like him much anyway. Come, we get the money now.
Hey, partner, we did it, eh?
We did it. Yeah, we did it. You son of a bitch, he could have killed me. What? Arrows missing my head, bullets whizzing by my ears.
All part of the master plan. Oh, we had to make it look real.
Real? Oh, you had it all organized. Look, you knew he was going to miss me by this much.
Here, shoot this.
You shoot it.
No, you shoot it. I want to show you something. Come on.
All right. You go running. I'll give you a 5-minute head start.
Gratitude for you. Look, I saved your life.
Huh? What?
Shoot it.
What?
I want to show you something.
Hold on. That's not funny.
It hurts, didn't it? Anybody who shoots my bow can't use their hand for at least a half a day. And fresh from the mint.
Oh.
It's all yours, partner. You earned it.
I'd kiss you if there weren't so many people.
Hey, don't do that. So, I guess you'll be going now.
Hey, how am I going to explain how I got away from here? You know, with my hands still attached and everything.
Ah, tell him the truth. Tony got us all drunked up on fire water, surrounded us and escaped in the confusion.
Nobody's going to believe that. So stupid.
Ah, you people will believe anything. Hey, besides, that's not $500.
What is it?
I got the big dunce up to $1,000.
You got him up from $500 to $1,000?
Yeah. Who's the best?
Well, the silly son of a bitch. He probably would have gone for $2,000.
No. That's pushing it. That's really pushing it. That's greedy.
Well, all I need now is another $2,000, and I'm in the game.
Ah, with your luck, you'll win it in no time.
With my luck, I'll probably lose this $1,000.
Hey, what's this?
What?
You insult me by counting it right in front of me? It's all there.
I'm sorry, Joseph. It's just lately, my friends, even my close friends, they've been stiffing me.
Oh, hey, Mav. Yeah. What are friends for, huh?
Yeah. It's all there, isn't it?
It was high time I hot-footed it out of there, because I knew it wouldn't be long before Joseph thought of a scheme to help me reinvest my newly acquired $1,000. The $2,000 wasn't the only thing I was short on. I was really getting short on time.
Lucky for you, I'm not the type that minds being made a fool of. I would never let you make that pulpy game. But if you hadn't done what you done, I might have let you live.
But now I won't. It occurred to me just before I blacked out that, well, he might have been teasing. And then again, maybe not.
Oh. Whoa, Ollie.
Wow.
All right, Lord. That's enough. I
newfound humility. If you could get me out of this, I don't mean to be too presumptuous, but...
Thank you, Lord. All right, Ollie, you can stop now. Ollie, you can stop now.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Seemed glad to see me.
Well, I am. However, did you escape from those hostiles?
I'm not exactly a whole man anymore.
Oh, Brett, my beautiful, beautiful, perfect male. I don't want to seem too forward, but I was wondering, could you loan me $4,000? I've only been able to break even at the poker tables in these last few days.
Well, that means you can't enter. Well, Mrs. B, you know, if it was within my power, I'd give you that money in a heartbeat. Yeah. But the problem isn't $2,000 short myself.
And my poor, pure heart was just set on it.
Well, set on this, Mrs. Bransford. You just stay as pure as you are right now, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hunting savages wasn't that dangerous?
It's primitive. But I like killing. I like...
Excuse me, sir. Can I have a word with you? Excuse me, folks.
Do you know who I am?
No, but I know who I am. Maverick, Indian Affairs. It's over for you, Dookie. Joseph talked.
I don't know anyone that name.
Now, that's funny, because that's exactly what he said about you when I started investigating the murder.
Murder.
But once we got him in jail, he told the truth, and I think you will, too.
But I know mannequin.
Murder's murder, Doogie. You're looking at a minimum of 10 years in jail and a $6,000 fine.
Wait. I have 6,000. Please help me. I may really...
Do you realize the penalty involved in bribing someone from Indian Affairs?
Take. No, please. I'm on my way home. Please. Take. You fix. Please. Take.
All right, the courts are overworked. I'll give you a break.
Thank you.
Don't you shoot any more Indians.
No.
All right?
No more.
Excuse me. Has there been an accident? Miss Annabelle, could I have a word with you, please?
Certainly.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Good luck, Miss Annabelle.
Luck.
Gentlemen.
I got something I need to show you. Close your eyes, Annabelle. You're in the game.
I'm in the game.
Miss McGuire.
Oh, is there no end to your goodness?
Apparently not.
Oh, heaven will kiss you for this one, Mr. Maverick.
You know, I just realized something.
What?
You can't help it, can you? Huh? You are irresistible. Now, if by some small chance you should happen to win, I will be expecting 50%.
Well, and I'll be expecting 50% of your winnings, Mr. Maverick.
Perhaps we should just consider that alone.
Pleasure playing you again.
Well, the pleasure's all yours.
All right, come on.
Hey! My. Get it!
Welcome to my ship, the Lauren Bell. And welcome to the first ever annual All Rivers Raw Poker Championship. Rules are simple. We play till we drop. Winner takes all. The dealer can call one break of 1 hour. As soon as you're busted, you're gone. Whoa. 20 of us playing, which means there's going to be 19 broken hearts. Let's make it a great contest, an honest great contest. And for that reason, I've imported one of the West's most remarkable lawmen, Marshal Zane Cooper. He's going to show us how to run things. Come on up here, Cooper. Tell us how you're going to do it.
Commodore Duval. Now, players, anyone caught cheating is going to forfeit his entry fee and will be banned. See these? They're the only two allowed in the room. Anyone breaking the rules? Better be a faster draw than me and better learn how to swim. Thank you, sir.
No.
Commodore?
All right, gamblers, step right up and bring your money.
$25,000.
Here we go, sir.
Take your mark right there, sir.
All right, take that knife.
Thank you, sir. Put in the money and make your mark, gentlemen. Thank you. Good luck here.
Well, there it is.
Take good care of it. Count that, would you?
It's all there.
Sure it is.
Games will begin in 10 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we had $25,000 in this satchel, we'd have a full $500,000. We're minus one entry fee.
What?
I believe it's yours, Commodore. Do I need to count it?
Yeah. I don't think so, Coop.
Even $500,000.
There we go.
This safe was brought in specially for this contest. I selected the combination. I'm the only one that knows it. Commodore, the money is as protected as I can make it.
There it is. Gamblers, find your designated table and let's play some poker.
Thank you, Mr. Coop.
Go on now, Bob.
Waiting at the main table. Good luck in the final game.
Full house. King's over eight.
Ooh, that's a good hand. That beats one, two, three sevens. But not four.
What? I didn't.
Sir, why don't we go up to the bar and get a drink, get some fresh air? Huh? You feel much better about the fresh air? There we go. Watch your step. Have this one.
Oh, I hate those sad losers. You can't afford to play, you shouldn't play. How's it look?
It looks like you, Mrs. Bransford, the Spaniard, and unless a miracle happens, Maverick.
Maverick, huh? Well, as soon as it's decided, call the break for an hour. And, let's set it up at that table right there.
Well, partner, I was going to leave you a little something, but as you can see, I'm cleaned out.
Pleasure, sir. You're a hell of a player.
And, ma'am, that's the most I ever enjoyed losing. Adios.
Saddle for you.
Well, thank you, ma'am, and congratulations. And don't worry about your chips. I'll see that they're set up for the next game.
Luck to your son.
So Maverick, you can leave your chips here. I'll make sure they're transferred to the final game. Congratulations.
Players can take a 1 hour break. Anyone not back in their seats at the stroke of five, forfeits are winning.
That's my gun.
Oh, it's your gun?
Yeah, it's mine.
Do you swim?
Swim. No, but she does, and it's her gun.
Oh, it's her gun? And this one? This is hers, too?
Just carrying it for her.
I can't tell you what you're talking
this your
about.
Husband?
I can't tell you.
How about a little boat?
A little
boat?
I could never change, even if I wanted to. So if you are a lady, if you always want to be, I'm like living, loving, living. You don't mess around with me.
Bransford, you look particularly ravishing for 5 in the morning. Nice glow about you. 5 minutes, Mr. Maverick.
I know. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Game time, folks.
start dividing up Maverick's chips, it looks like he's going to be a no-show.
Yes, sir.
Start your game.
Hand it, everyone. $50.
Don't let him bluff you, Annabelle. I'm betting on you.
There we go. Good.
1,000 and two more.
I'll see your 2,000. And, well, can I just bet everything I have left?
Yes, ma'am.
That'll be 12,000.
Too rich for my blood.
I'm out. Oh, what the hell? I feel like being silly. I'll call. It's just a pair of sixes. If you can beat that, you got me licked, and that's not totally unpleasant prospect.
I'm out of the game. I'm out of the game. You put me out of the game.
Yes, I did.
But I didn't do any of my tails. I didn't play with my ring. I didn't wear my hair. I didn't even flick my teeth.
You held your breath.
No, I wasn't. Did I hold my breath?
Yes.
Did I hold my breath? Well, did I?
See? Sorry. See, usually when you get excited, you tend to breathe heavily.
How do you? Oh. Well. Man, I'll just pretend that I was playing with somebody else's money.
Shouldn't be too hard.
Gentlemen.
You did hold your breath, Mrs. Ransford.
Handy up.
You, Commodore, to open.
I'll open it for $5,000.
$5,000.
Whoa.
So you're five. Here's another five.
$10,000 to you, Mr. Maverick.
Call.
And five more to me.
Cards, gentlemen.
Two cards, please.
Sir?
Two.
Mr. Maverick.
I'll take one card, but not from you. Put the deck down.
What?
I'd like a new deck, a new cut, and a new shuffle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Maverick. That isn't permitted in the rules. You can have a new dealer if you like, but that's it.
Well, in that case, I'd like you to deal.
Me?
Just one from the top would be sufficient.
I like that. Shows trust.
Angel has a small straight flush, and I don't have the least idea what Maverick has.
It's up to you, Commodore.
Well, sis, looks like I'm sucking hind tit here, I think. I'll just bet my own way.
The Commodore wages $25,000.
I'll see your 25. I guess we're about even. I'm going to raise you everything I've got.
This is it.
That's $500,000 to the winner.
That should cover the Commodore.
Well, aren't you going to look at your card?
No need.
What are you playing at, Maverick? Look at your card.
Well, I'd look at my card if I were you, son.
This is your portion of the pot, Commodore.
What kind of poker are you playing? Look at that goddamn card!
Card's been called, Commodore. You show your cards.
I have two small pair. Eights and eights.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you.
You're not gonna look at your card. How are you gonna know if you can beat my straight flush?
Unbeatable. The ten of spades, the jack of spades, queen of spades, the king of spades. A possible royal flush. Quiet, quiet.
No!
You all right?
Oh. I can't believe I pulled that card. I pulled that card. Did I ever tell you when I was in the desert? I was covered in snakes.
There were snakes. You're babbling.
And there were snakes all over me.
You're babbling.
Your security isn't worth a damn, man. Everybody's got a gun. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our presentation of $500,000 to our winner, Mr. Maverick.
Mr. Maverick, I want to congratulate you on a game well played.
Thank you, Duke.
Now, I wish your moment could last a little longer, but you know, I see all this money and hell, I just got to take it. What? Oh, I'm going to have moments of regret, I'm sure, but I'm going to take it, nevertheless. Now, just move down the steps. This is no time to be brave, Birdie Boy. Down the stairs. Now. You too, Commodore. Move it.
I'll carry your bag,
get
sir.
Get your hands off that. Get out there with those people. Get away from here. Down the stairs. Go on, move.
You sidewinding son of a bitch. I worked my ass off for that $500,000. You better believe I'm coming for it.
I'll look for you.
Well, you better be looking real hard. That's my money.
It was your money.
All right, do it again.
I don't want to see any faces looking this way now.
Captain!
Yes, sir.
Get the vice gun.
Yes, sir. Send it to the lifeboat, sir.
But try and stop me.
Yes, sir.
There he is.
Let him go. Let him go.
Let him go. The man saved my life. I can always win more money.
Yeah, but
anyway, I found out what I came here for anyway.
Yeah, but do I have to remind you that there's a $500,000 in that satchel that bastard's making off with?
And he grieves me, but it's my $500,000, and hell, it's only money, right, folks?
Only money?
I mean,
money?
It's not worth taking a man's life over.
No!
I won't swear out a warrant against him.
I'll be damned.
I will be damned. But let's have a toast to our champion.
Stage, and I thought you should have it.
Well, I actually been meaning to give you this cufflink I took right before you went off the hinges.
I've been looking for it. Yeah, I have. It's all right.
You gonna miss me?
You are gonna miss me.
How do you know that?
You were holding your breath.
I was not. Maybe I was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I better go make my stage.
Abilene.
New Orleans, wasn't it?
Either.
Hell have you been? Well, I had to say goodbye to a lot of people. Didn't want to think that I was running off to meet somebody. And I did a lot of twists and turns and backtracked a lot, you know, to keep anybody from following me.
I thought we were in this thing together. You win, I do nothing. Somebody else wins, I do what I did. Why didn't you tell me Angel was in it, too?
Well, if Angel had won, we'd still split the same way. Now, the reason I brought him in, well, I telegraphed him to keep Maverick out of the game. He messed up on that. Poor dead bastard.
I don't like secrets.
Yes, well, probably I'm gonna like this one either. I don't know what it is. I guess it's my greedy nature, but I've decided not to share it with you.
Uncock it.
Sit down, gentlemen. Let's get real cozy. Parlay some. Put your hands down. You look ridiculous. I gotta admit, you had me fooled. Not many can. But you did save my life, so I figure it wouldn't be neighborly to kill you. Besides, everybody knows what you are now anyway. All your life's work, all the good you did, it's all been wiped away. Was it worth it? You got nothing to show for it.
What you said before, that's all true. I traded every decent thing I know for that money. You can't leave me alive. I don't care where you go. One night you relax. Guess who'll be waiting?
You couldn't sneak up on a corpse, Coop. Not anymore. You're just another decrepit old has-been.
Well, what are you going to do?
Maybe the fairest thing would be let one of you just kill the other. I'll let you decide which.
Give me that.
Let me help
you. That, as they say, is that.
Oh, shit. Oh. Come on, Maverick.
Double-crossed.
I've never committed a cold-blooded murder in my life.
But I won't. Not till I find Maverick.
decrepit old has-been. Couldn't sneak up on a corpse. You got $500,000 in that satchel over there, and your gun is 8 feet away. Not smart. Not smart at all.
Guess not. Well, I guess it's plain to see who won the toss-up. What'd you shoot the Commodore in the back, did you?
No. Good idea, but no. I really enjoyed nailing that bastard. Just no room in poker for cheats. That one gambler won't be able to touch a deck of cards this side of the Mississippi.
You know, my old pappy always used to say, there is no more deeply moving religious experience than cheating on a cheater.
I never said that once. Well, you've been misquoting me all your life.
What are we
going to
quibble over? Fine.
You never even get a
blow. Please.
Oh, I'm sick of it.
Well, I figured the things you say were always damn dumb. I had to improve on them, that's all.
Oh, dumb, huh?
Will you cut that out, Pappy? These damn things are a buck a piece. You brought me up to save money.
Really? Let me have one.
Yeah, those are the good ones.
These are the good ones? All right. You got a match?
Brett, Coop, everything good?
Ma'am.
Enough cigars, enough
ma'am.
Brandy, hot water,
yes,
towels. Give me a yell if you need anything.
Yes, Mrs. D.
Well, I certainly hope this shirt fits you. It's from the finest shirt maker in San Francisco.
Now, isn't she sweet?
That's a hell of a shirt, but she could rob us.
Well, look at this. Here's a lot of money, and your gun is 6 feet away from you.
Hey.
What a remarkable family.
How'd you figure that?
Well, you don't have the exclusive on tails. You both have the same height, the same build. You both kiss the same way, you both draw your guns the same way, and you both sing the same wrong words to Amazing Grace.
You do not.
My, such splendid similarities. Yeah, from the looks of things, I'll have the lady come in with some more hot water.
Son, you know what we ended up with?
What?
$500,000 silk shirt.
Nope. We ended up with $250,000 silk shirt because my old pappy always told me never to put the cart before. No, don't count your chick, no. Don't ever put your eggs in one basket.
Now that I said.
So, I have a boot for you.
A boot?
Here. And the other one's twice as heavy as that one.
Brett, that's my boy.
Well, what are kids for? I'd like the boot back, though.
Be my guest.
Thank you. Nice boots. I don't know why I left the other half of the money in the satchel.
I do.
So do I. It's going to be a whole lot of fun getting it back.
Brett.
Yes, sir?
Something I got to know, son. How did you come up with that ace of spades?
You're not going to believe me.
I'm your father. I'll believe you.
Magic.
Magic?
Magic.
I believe you.
Thanks.
We'll let you know. Next.
Ride, down the ride, till there's no place left. There's a town out over that hill. Don't remember, they'll never use you still. The woman up there, she left behind. Weren't nothing special, but she's still on her mind. She got mad at the boy next door, but she dreams about you. Stay. You could lie down.